sticking to this whole draft day theme. The rumor in town about Johnny Manziel and Teddy Bridgewater here in town working out with the team. What do you make of all that?
Tells you your quarterback's getting a little bit old, but I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing the run, the stability. And I said that today on our radio show that Mr. Kraft has owned the team, and since he's owned the team, he's had two quarterbacks, Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady. And to have that stability with this type of head coach and Bill Belichick picking the talent, coaching the team, I think this is why they contend. You know, they've been to 9 AFC championships in the 20-year run.
As a guy who's played this position, at what point does the franchise need to start looking at drafting another quarterback for Tom Brady's replacement?
I think you always try to do what you can within the business model. I mean, obviously Brady makes a lot of money. They have Ryan Mallett, a high-end talent there. Usually you carry three guys. The Patriots have, I think, historically carried two here over the last couple of years. So at some point, you know, Tom Brady's not going to be here anymore. Hopefully that's 6 years from now. And Tom will tell you he hopes it's eight or ten, and then he'll be running for president. So we'll see what happens.
Many feel it's highly unlikely Johnny Football will be a Patriot, but if he were to come up to New England, football aside, what does he need to know as a Texan being up here in New England?
It gets cold, and we haven't had any nice days. Today's the first nice day, so he picked the right day to be up here. With Johnny Football, I like the kid. I think he can play. The big thing is, remember, Brett Favre was at the end at one time in Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers slipped to them at the end of that first round. They picked Aaron Rodgers, and you're like, why would you pick this guy in the first round? There's your franchise quarterback for the future. So, not saying Manziel's that, but this team more so than any other does all their homework. So,
thank you very much.
All right, guys,
for your time.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.